Station G, food and supplies.
Our situation was becoming more critical from day to day. The supplies were getting lower, and a total lack of forage for the horses was to be feared. The enemy's position, on the other hand, was strong, and his large army was three times superior to ours, so that we could not attack him with any hope of success. Brunswick Lieutenant Anton Adolf Heinrich Duroy, October 7th, 1777.
It is said an army marches on its stomach. Burgoyne's army had difficulties moving through this unfamiliar countryside, and even more trouble finding enough rations and supplies. A ration is the amount of food given to a soldier for one day. On a campaign, it consisted of 1.5 pounds of flour or bread and 1.5 pounds of salted pork or beef. But the bread was not fresh and soft. It was flat, hard, and dry, poor tasting, but well-preserved for storage and travel. This ship's bread, as it was then called, dismayed the German soldiers, who were used to baked bread. The salted meat, soaked in salt water for months at a time, tasted even worse. Washing the meat 1 or 2 times in fresh water was often required to make it edible. Women received half rations, and children received about 1/4 ration. On October 3rd, due to the British supply shortage, Burgoyne had to cut troops down to 1/3 of its normal rations. Officers sent out foraging parties to find food in the nearby farms. Eunice Campbell Reed, a child of a local farmer, reported on a German foraging party.
Whilst there were a large party of Brunswickers, to the number of 30 or more, come and went into Mr. McNeil's potato field and dug a considerable part of the crop. Each of them had 3 knapsacks or bags, which they filled with potatoes and carried off. Some took pairs of tow cloth trousers that were hanging up to dry, tied up the bottoms of the legs, and filled them with potatoes. Tied them up, and taking one under each arm, went off with the trousers as well as their contents. Eunice Campbell Reed.
The locals that lived here, having temporarily fled, often found devastation when they returned home. Crops were ravaged, fences torn down, animals taken, and their houses were often burned to the ground.